Welcome to the Word on Fearless Networking. I'm Ken P. Marsh, your host. This is where we combine biblical principles and fearless networking principles to help you with your new business development, your job career search, your professional and personal development. And guess what? We do all of that through Christian networking. Our biblical principles for today comes from Psalm 3, verse 3 and 4. But you, O Lord, are a shield around me. You are my glory, the one who holds my head high. I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy mountain. I love it. He is our shield. He protects us. He helps us with our trouble. He comforts us. I love it. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, King James Version. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths on high. I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy mountain. I love it. Wow. The Lord is there for us. He wants us to have a relationship with him. And all we have to do is trust him and believe in him and with all thine heart.
Amen.
And don't try to do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. Lean not to our own understanding. Just let go and let God guide us. And speaking of letting go and letting God, now, I have here today someone that I really, truly respect that's doing a great service to the community. She's a servant leader. She's Glory Udo. She's the founder and CEO of Asset Building Network. Welcome, Glory Udo.
Thank you, Ken.
It's always great to have you on. So thinking about trusting the Lord with all thine heart or the Lord is a shield around me, how can or has this assisted you in your nonprofit organization or in your networking online and face-to-face?
Wow.
A lot of questions, huh?
It's just a beautiful question and answer already. You know, when we set ourselves to do what God has called us to do by receiving his vision, we're going to have to trust him to be the person that brings us the resources.
Right.
And just like you just read those scriptures, it resonates in my heart because he's just my shield.
Right.
Just this week, Monday, you know, we have the you know, we have the apartment to be able to put some veterans in there.
Right.
Just to have a truckload of comforters.
Right.
You would not believe it.
Yeah.
Comforters, 25 comforters, 25 pillows.
Well,
and
that's comforting to have comforters.
Comforting to have comforters and to know that God supplies the needs.
Right.
And even in the scripture of having to be on the holy mountain, I think that's to me waking up in the morning and taking that time to study the scripture and pray. And allow the Holy Spirit to bring to our own understanding
right.
that whatever is ahead of us today, he's got us. He's got our back.
That's right.
He's the one that's going to be able to give us understanding as we walk into situations that we do not even understand.
Absolutely. The Holy, so Holy
that,
Spirit
that helps
gives
us
wisdom.
Yes.
And the Lord actually says he's here to prosper us.
Yes.
Not to cause us any harm or woe, to give us hope and a bright future.
That's right. Wow. So in our networking, we really have to know that before we even get to where we are going, God's presence is already there.
That's right. He has it. He has our back, like you mentioned.
Yes.
Tell our listeners about Asset Building Network Incorporated and what are three or four services you provide. And then I'm going to ask you specifically later on about the homeless veterans. But just tell me in general, what is Asset Building Network?
Asset Building Network is a community, a nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission is to build and restore individuals to become self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
And our services has been to families, to individuals, people who, due to circumstances of life, they've fallen short of being able to, maybe able to pay rent or have a good place to live. So our services will be what we call case management, which include we refer people to resources or link them to resources in the community, or maybe like the transitional home. We have a House of Hope where we could take in homeless men from the street or people with mental illness that do not have the right family environment for them to be, and we provide them 3 meals a day, help them with clothing and also other personal items that they may need. And as you've said, you know, each and every person should be able to really be the Matthew 25 person,
right,
providing for the least of this, because that's what Jesus' ministry is all about.
Says.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. And in the midst of that, when you think about the story of the Good Samaritan, I personally have been, you know, aware of the revelation that it wasn't the priest, it wasn't the Levite. It was the man who was the Good Samaritan, who did what Jesus would want us to do. So we need to be very sensitive about this, because this is what Jesus Christ's ministry is all about.
That's
to
right.
be able to be there to help people, especially those that cannot help themselves. And we see them all around the corners of our city, providing them food, shelter, and clothing.
Well, and it takes a good, strong network to be able to do that. You guys actually are a great referral source for people.
Yes, yes, we are.
And that's wonderful. And that's all through networking.
It's all through networking. And I would tell you that you have to have the right kind of people, Ken. It's just like with you. You know, I met you here. Before I know it, my bookkeeper, my CPA, they know you. Mm-hmm. And they are very, you know, they speak very highly of you.
Well, thank you.
So we want to be able to do business with people that are God-fearing, people of integrity. Because it is to the glory of God, not
absolutely.
To my own glory, but to God be the glory for
absolutely.
What we do.
Well, briefly tell our listeners about the grant award at the Asset Building Network to provide shelter for homeless veterans.
Well, we are just like everyone else, looking for opportunity to make a difference. And mm-hmm. God has favored us to give us this opportunity with a local VA. Tomorrow we have inspection, and we have a partnership with Airport Landing Apartment. We will be putting some of our heroes who are homeless in this apartment. And mm-hmm. already, like you heard, we've got donation of comforters, and this through in-kind donation from Catholic Charity.
Mm-hmm.
They've
right.
always been there for us. And we are hoping that churches will tag along with us to be able to make some donations of pots and pans and knives and plates, towels and all those things. Yeah.
Sure.
And then we're going to also furnish the apartment for them by putting a full, we call it a standard full-size bed. And we need help. We need help. And anyone that wants to give, you know, they could contact us at 713-776-3925. But I'm going to tell you
that again. Repeat the number again.
713-776-3925.
776-3925.
Yes, sir.
713-776-3925.
Yeah. Or they can also go to our website. I said, www.assetbuildingnetwork.org.
Asset Building, and that's the two words, Asset yeah. Building Network.
It's all one word, assetbuildingnetwork.org.
.org. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Great. And they can help with everything. How many units would you have for the homeless veterans?
Basically, it's going to be 25 apartments. But again, we are the only one that got this award for this time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 3-year grant. We may not know. It could be a woman with children. I don't know. But
right.
what we know that we will meet their needs as they come. Because if it's a mom or dad with children, we will try to make sure that we accommodate them. But meanwhile, we're just hoping that most of the people coming will be maybe adults from ages 18 through 55. You don't know.
Right, that's yeah. right. Whatever they send you.
Yes, that's what
we do know that they're homeless veterans, though.
Well, the VA will be able to certify their eligibility.
Sure.
Our job is to receive them with love and put them in a nice, comfortable place for them to live.
Well, fantastic. And our listeners are listening, too, so... Any of the listeners want to participate in this, want to donate pots and pans,
mm-hmm.
even furniture and
even
TVs.
Furniture, and we definitely want them to have the best, because I'm sorry, we can't take anything that is very overused, because these are our heroes. They fought the war. They've done everything. The least we could do is bring them into a loving, safe living environment.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I really appreciate you being on. So all I have to do is go to AssetBuildingNetwork.org or call 713-776-3925.
That's correct.
Thank you, Glory Udo. God bless you and what you are doing is wonderful.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Thank you.
I have some announcements to make, so let's get to those. Our sponsor, GoGo Business Communications, Intelligent Marketing for a Digital World. Just go to gogo-biz.com for all of your printing needs. Print-on-demand, graphic design, signage, marketing materials, wide format printing, even construction blueprints, books, safety manuals, and training manuals. Just go to gogo-biz.com or call 713-780-7000. 713-275-GO-GO or 713-275-4646. You get 10% off of your next printing order just when mentioning 100.7 FM. Another sponsor is 41st Year Media. They're a web design and online marketing firm providing its clients with a comprehensive strategy for web design and online marketing with a plan, get this, for every budget. So if you're a small business owner or even a startup, a church or ministry, nonprofits even, contact right now the Christ-inspired, biblically-led, client-focused, high-tech enthusiast, Robert Taylor. He's the owner of 41st Year Media. Again, he has a comprehensive web design and online marketing plan for every budget. All you have to do is contact 41styear.com or call 713-570-6933. That's 713-570-6933 or 41styear.com. Another sponsor is Cheek Interiors. It's a full-service interior design firm specializing in the design of custom draperies, bedding, kitchen, space planning, bathroom, furniture selection, and layout. Just contact them today at Cheek, CHICINTERIORIOR.US. That's CheekInteriors.US. And meet the super sharp, highly creative, goal-oriented, God-led, and inspired, exceptional, hands-on service provider, Renee, that's spelled R-A-N-E-E, Gilbert, president of Cheek Interiors. Again, contact the excellent full-service interior design firm, Cheek Interiors, by directly emailing the president, Renee, R-A-N-E-E, at CheekInteriors.us. Christian Arts and Entertainment Group has a holiday spectacular to be held December 1st, 6:30 p.m. to 10 p.m., at Venue at the Council, 303 Jackson Hill Street. It's in Houston, 77077. General admission is only $15. Vendor tables for early bird has a special for $50. Otherwise, you pay $75. Entertainment provided by national recording artist Soul Fruit. And it's going to be co-hosted by Lyra Shell Smith of TCR Network and poet and entertainer Baritone. Just call 713-252-1448. That's 713-252-1448. Listen to Tough Talk Radio Monday through Friday. Just go to toughtalkradionetwork.com if you want to be a guest on these shows. Or you want to host your own blog talk radio show, just contact Tony at toughtalkradionetwork.com. New peer advisory B2B referral sharing groups are forming at HoustonBusinessExecutive.com, new B2C groups forming at HoustonLead.com, inHouston-Ning.com, has some great networking events. Listen to Everything Networking with Eric Stanley and Mitchell Fromm, MyReferralNetwork.com, ReferralBusinessBuilders.com, and HoustonNetworkingNews.com, some great places to network. Join us again Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here at 100.7 FM, The Word, KKHT.com. I'd like to thank our producer, Terry Cannon, and I'd like to thank Glory Udo, the founder and CEO of Asset Building Network, a nonprofit here in Houston. God bless you.